This is episode 31 of The Dumbing Lens, and in this episode, we're going to talk about the win-win of Dr. Deming's message. Hi, I'm Trip Babbitt, host of the Deming Institute podcast, and this week, I was doing a little bit of, reminiscing, looking back at some of the old podcasts that I, episodes that I'd done in the past, and I came across one that seemed very appropriate for the times that we seem to be in, and I'm not trying to drag this podcast into the politics of things, but I found that Dr. Deming's message was very unique, and so I've titled this Deming Lens, The Win-Win of Deming's Message. And I'll play this little clip that came out of a 10 minutes with Dr. Deming that I did back in, I think it was 2016. So let me play this clip and then we'll talk about it.
Our participants up here are wondering if you are proposing a socialist society.
Well, I never said any such thing. Maybe you did. You brought it up. I didn't. Win-win. Win-win. Everybody win. Are you against it? Nobody's against it. Win-win. Everybody win.
But is that socialism, Doctor?
Oh, that's nonsense. Let's get a little sense into our heads. Socialism means this.
What Dr. Deming goes on to draw here is a bell curve, a very wide bell curve. People on one end of the bell curve were the people that have a high income. And then on the lower end, it's people with a low income. And then obviously a lot of people in the middle. And what he describes socialism as is moving the people on the high end and the low end to the middle, as opposed to what he's talking about is shifting the entire bell curve to the right so that everybody has higher incomes, but a much narrower bell curve.
We're trying to win-win. Everybody win. Everybody get ahead.
Well, I'm concerned that your ideas might be perceived as socialist, and that Americans tend to have a negative view of socialism as opposed to capitalism.
Well, we're just trying to find here, aim here is to survive. We've been describing a system, and a system is one in which everybody comes out best. And a system must have an aim. And the aim that I propose is that everybody gain. Everybody come out ahead. Stockholders, quality of life for everybody.
In this last clip, Dr. Deming talks about what motivates people.
If paying people doesn't motivate them, and measuring people doesn't motivate them, then what does motivate them?
Well, I don't think we need to recall all of yesterday. What all people ask for is a chance to take joy in their work. That's what they ask for more than anything. Of course, they've got to have pay. They've got to live.
As I searched through Out of the Crisis, I found this particular quote, which is, education, industry, and government should interact as a system with cooperation, win-win. And I made a little note, I don't know how many years ago, but I said cooperation equals everybody wins. And that's really the message that we have here. And I don't know what form of marketplace that we have or government or any of those types of things. But the idea, Dr. Deming's idea of win-win, no matter what form of government you have, no matter what market system that you have, whether you're a capitalist, a socialist, or whatever you might be, that everybody wins. So that is opposed to some of the things that we see played out, especially in the U.S., where we have a zero-sum game, where somebody has to win and somebody has to lose. And a lot of this is cultural. We're a very competitive society as we grow up playing baseball or basketball. One team wins, one team loses. And that's kind of the mindset of especially Americans, you know, that somehow this has to play out in business. And once we look to cooperation and that everybody can win, and Dr. Deming's message in that, I think it's much, much different. Now, I could tell you that over the years, having done workshops and seminars and go through Red Beat Experiment, the one sticking point for everybody in Dr. Deming's message is always this idea of win-win and how he thinks about rewards and bonuses and things of that sort. And almost every time, and I can't remember a time when it didn't come up, somebody would say, well, isn't this either communism or socialism? And I think that it's a much different message than that. It's one of how do we look at our system? How do we make it so that everybody can win? And I think that's a really important message, especially for the times that we are in now, is how can we benefit all people? It's not a matter, as Dr. Deming said, at least in his message, is that it's not a matter of moving the people with high incomes to the middle and the low incomes more to the middle. It's a matter of shifting the entire curve of people so that everybody's winning and that everybody's coming out ahead. And that is something that needs to be focused on. And it really gets to a lot of things in neuroscience, in that if we aren't being in a situation where we can be win-win, then we wind up getting into these arguments that we have now about fairness. And once fairness is compromised in people's minds, then it creates a really bad situation in organizations. It's something that you're being evaluated on all the time. And I think it's why a lot of people, when the bell rings, are ready to go home and actually do something they enjoy. And it doesn't have to be that way. If we're looking for policies, if we're looking to develop a system, how do we go about developing a win-win scenario for everybody in the organization, even with competitors, and for society as a whole? It's a great question to ponder. Dr. Deming's recipe or suggestion for coming up with a win-win is all steeped in his system of profound knowledge. The more that we understand the systems that we work in, we understand that they're greater than the sum of their parts, that there's a synergy that exists by improving a system. So that's the first part. Another part would be, how do we go about learning? So many organizations they make a decision, and whether it works or not, I made a decision and I move forward with it, but they're not willing to change that decision or pivot that decision on that decision or scrap that decision. And this creates another scenario where you are in a win-lose, and it's this hierarchical type of thinking that creates, I'm in charge, I have the power, and therefore, even if I'm doing something wrong and you can see it, doesn't matter because I have the power. So that the learning component theory of knowledge becomes a major factor, that we are failing and improving and not just making decisions and then kind of firmly planting our feet in the ground or our heads in the sand. The other part is, if you understand the systems component, you can understand it from a theory of variation standpoint by looking at your organization as a system and how the outputs of the data that you have, and everyone's heard me rant before, but not enough organizations are using an understanding of control charts and using control charts in their organization to help improve. It's mind-boggling to me. how anybody can improve without having a control chart. And then the fourth thing is psychology. I've started looking into neuroscience and how that is playing out. But in essence, the psychology of just take a look at neuroscience. And I talked earlier about fairness. Well, fairness is a huge component. Autonomy is a huge component of an employee or a person in a country under some rule. We all look at fairness and whether things are perceived as fair, but there's a lot of different types of actions that you can take and development of new theories to achieve a win-win that Dr. Deming talked about in this message. So I think that this is something that everyone should take to heart and then try and find win-win types of situations in their organizations. And if you take Dr. Deming's system of profound knowledge and overlay that in your organization, start to look at things from that perspective, I think that you'll come out ahead. Now, I personally have found it very difficult to change people's thinking because Dr. Deming's message is perceived in many circles, especially when you get into salespeople, as a socialist type of mindset. Because, you know, that's all about the commission, it's all about the rewards, it's all about those types of things. So my adventures have taken me to the point that if you're going, you can't change people's minds. It's not possible. I've tried to outlogic people. I've tried to argue with people about Dr. Deming's message and the logic of it, but it's such an emotional thing that it's very difficult to change people's. Well, you can't change people's thinking. They have to change it on their own is the bottom line. And what you can do is put them in situations where they can experience things very differently. And something I've been working on very heavily is putting a critical thinking class together so that people can experience within their own organizations Dr. Deming's win-win type of message. So putting them in situations where they can be critical thinkers about what's going on, not judgmental types of thinking, but looking at the organization, taking a step back, what's going on within your own organization, and putting you in scenarios that you can start to see the advantages of the system of profound knowledge.
Thank you for listening to the Deming Institute podcast. Stay updated on the latest blogs, podcasts, programs, and other activities at deming.org.